This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I encouraged you to reflect on Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, and notice the destructive nature of jealousy. This portion primarily focuses on the younger son, but as I read it, my mind was preoccupied with the older son. He was faithful to his father, but jealous of his younger brother. His jealousy was like a cancer which made it virtually impossible for him to rejoice with the rest of the family when his younger brother returned home. He was incensed that his father threw a big party for his brother, and hurt that they had never thrown a party like that for him. When his father went out to talk to him, he tried putting it all into perspective for him. In verse 31, he points out, "All that is mine is yours." Then he shared his father's heart in verse 32. "We had to be merry and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live and was lost and was found." The impact thought that crystallized in my mind was about the tragic, destructive nature of jealousy. Jealousy robs us. Taking the whole story into account, I came up with this impact thought. Jealousy robs us of the appreciation and enjoyment of what we have ourselves, and it robs us of sharing in the blessings of others. If remembered faithfully, this thought would make a significant impact on my life. I'd be far more content with what I have and make the most of what I have, and I'd be able to affirm others and rejoice with them in their time of success and blessing.